All right, tonight my message is going to be on how us Christians must stand strong for the Lord, and even in this day and age, that we should never in our lifetime decide to or even think about giving up for the Lord. And it should not be in our minds to even imagine doing that for the Lord, for as much as He's done for us on the cross and risen again, and so that we might go to heaven. So concerning all what I just said, if you will, you can turn to Galatians 6:9. And it says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for this day. I thank You that we get to come here and worship You and bring honor and glory to You, Lord. I pray You would just speak to people's hearts tonight and be with the games and the party afterwards, that You would keep everyone safe and protect everyone as they go home tonight. And I pray You would give me the words to say at this moment. I pray You would also be with Pastor later on, that You would help him, and I pray You would just guide us throughout the night and help us to do right, Lord, and help us never to quit. In Jesus' name, amen. So here in Galatians 6:9, it says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So this verse is clearly stating that if we are not weary, when it is just the simplest thing to be hard on, or it is difficult, that if we faint or give up, then we will not have the strength to continue to do right, and to not, if we give up, we will not reap when the time comes for us to do so. It also says in 2 Thessalonians, you don't have to turn there, but in 2 Thessalonians 3:13, about the same thing, "But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing." So in these two passages, it is telling us Christians not to give up no matter what. So if we do give up, we will not be able to reap after these difficult and hard times. And if you reach these hard times, we always need to remember that the Lord is walking with us and giving us the strength to going every step of the way as we go through these times. And if you will, turn to Deuteronomy 31:6. And if you get there ahead of time, you can also turn to Ephesians 6:10. Here in Deuteronomy 31:6, it says, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." And you can skip down also to verse 8 of Deuteronomy 31. And it also says, "And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." And what before these two passages, what is happening at this time is Moses is encouraging the Israelites to continue following the Lord and to do right no matter if there is no leaders to guide them. And if us Christians just follow by believers and other Christians, we will soon fail or give up in the work of the Lord and be afraid to continue, And what Moses is doing is he is encouraging them to do right, to serve God, and not serve any other gods, because they will be punished if so. And now as we look at Ephesians 6:10, this passage here says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." So Paul also here is telling us Christians to be strong in the Lord and to not give up, to be strong, and to, here Moses says, and of good courage, and in the power of the Lord's might, that we might be able to conquer the devil and what he has to throw at us. And Paul writes this verse just before he starts writing about the whole armor of God to help us Christians through times of temptation and times when Satan may tempt us to fail in the work of the Lord. And so after the verses that we have just read a little bit ago, you can be encouraged tonight about being strong in the Lord and continue and being faithful to the Lord, or you can still feel a little not sure about keep on going and keep on serving the Lord. And another verse I would, you don't have to turn there either, but is Mark 11:22. Jesus says in this passage that he says, have faith in God. We need to have faith in God to bring us through these hard times and through the times of difficulty. And if we have no faith in God, we don't have any faith in anything. Therefore, we fail and give up. And why Jesus said this was because there was a time where Jesus was going about with his disciples and sharing the gospel, and when he got hungry, he passed by a fig tree, and as he was passing by that fig tree, he was really hungry, so he looked up at the fig tree, and it had just leaves. And so he cursed it, and the disciples heard it, but after that, like they weren't really sure or didn't really think anything that was going to happen. But then, 9 verses later, Jesus and his disciples passed that fig tree again, and Peter, looking at the fig tree, said, Master, this fig tree which thou cursest is withered up from the roots. And Peter must have had a little bit of doubt that fig tree would have been withered away and been dried up. But that's when Jesus said to Peter, have faith in God. And after this, after Jesus said, have faith in God to Peter, he continues talking about Peter, about how if we have faith in God, great things will be accomplished for him, and the needs that the Lord has us to work. And there is one more verse that I would like you guys to turn to, and that is Psalm 23:4. As many as you guys may, almost, I guess, most of you probably have this verse memorized, or maybe all of you. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So here David is writing this, saying that even though he faces hard times, and here it says, though he walks through the shadow of death, that the Lord is with him, and we don't need to have any doubt that he is beside us, going through this, going with us every step of the way. And I don't know if you guys probably remember my little nature story I told last time about the horse and the tongue. I'm going to tell you another one. It's a little funny, but it's got a good illustration to it. Well, I'm sitting in, so I like to deer hunt, and I'm sitting in my tree stand just watching for some deer to maybe walk by and get a shot at. And I hear these branches moving and hear something real loud, and I think, oh, there's a deer coming. I got to get ready. I look, and there's a squirrel jumping in the tree. And I'm thinking, oh, what is he doing? Once he gets on the ground, I'm going to shoot him. So then he gets on the ground, and I don't know why I didn't shoot him, but something was in me that I don't know why, but I just kept on watching him. And he went over to this hedge ball, and squirrels love hedge balls. And he kind of looked at it and picked it up and bit into it, and he started to drag it backwards towards this tree. And I was thinking, what is this squirrel doing? What is he doing? Is he going to chew it by the tree? And he kept on dragging it, and all of a sudden he started to walk backwards up the tree with the hedge ball. And I was thinking, this squirrel has a little determination going on, and he's trying hard. And as soon as he gets halfway up, he drops the hedge ball. He looks back at the hedge ball, picks it up again, works his way all the way till about 10 foot off the ground. And there's two trees, and he's in one. And there's like a little bridge that goes across where two skinny branches meet. And he's walking on there, and he's looking a little tipsy and moving back and forth, and because he's got his two hands and his mouth hooked onto this hedge ball, and he's trying to get it clear up into the tree. I don't know what he is thinking. And as he was going, all of a sudden he turns upside down and is hanging by his two feet and his tail. And he keeps swaying back and forth, and I think, oh, too bad he fell. He was trying hard. All of a sudden, he didn't fall. He turned up and got up as flexible as he could and kept on going. And then I thought, this squirrel is something else. So he kept on going, and as the two branches met together, he kept going up and down with the big hedge ball until all of a sudden goes down, and he's about ready to go upside down again until he drops it. And he looked down at the hedge ball, and I guess it must have been thinking in his mind, I've put too much work to this thing. I shouldn't even thought about it. So then he ran up the tree and went in his little hole, and that was the end of him. So after this little illustration about the squirrel, first of all, we can see a few things that we can learn from the illustration. Was the first thing, he gave his best to and was determined to carry that precious hedge ball of his to his home where he could maybe store it for food or eat it until he even turned upside down but kept on going. He faced a difficult time for a squirrel. And if we are like the squirrel and keep on going, then without only later on he quit the job and he did not keep on going. We shouldn't be like this squirrel and go as strong as we can and keep on working at as hard as we can until we face the difficulties and say and drop our tasks and say, we can't do this anymore. It's too hard. Let's just give up. We can't be like that squirrel and give up. We need to be like the squirrel at first and start out determined and wanting to finish our goal to do the task that the Lord has laid out for us to do. And we shouldn't be like the squirrel and quit when he hit the little tipsy and hard part. But we should continue on before so we can reap and finish the tasks that we can to serve the Lord. So, as my message is coming to an end tonight, I want to encourage you guys to keep serving the Lord and never give up, because if you give up, you won't have the ability to keep serving the Lord. And so keep fighting on and keep serving the Lord and never quit.